They frequently service clients in the areas of estate planning and wills, probate, and business law. The firm's slogan is based out of Micah 6:8, to seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. The office is located just steps from the beach on A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted Voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. As we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it God's truth book, the Bible. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, made a statement, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Bible speaks of the validity of the word itself. Thy word is truth. And in Psalm 117, verse 2, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." That's a pretty good length of time for the truth of the Lord to endure forever. But we live in a society today where truth is spurned at, truth is rejected, refused, and without any equivocation, most are not interested in truth today. I go back to the secularist George Orwell. Orwell made a statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about a subject today that demands truth. We're talking about a subject, I'm simply calling it legalized murder in America. Now that sounds pretty harsh. I'm not talking about abortion today, but legalized murder in America. We have state after state after state that's approving by legislative process, approving the marijuana, the use of marijuana, calling it in some cases medical marijuana, other cases recreational marijuana, but that's approving murder in state after state after state. And they're refusing to hear the truth. Some have discovered after 10 or 12 years of it being legalized in their state. Some states, like Colorado, have discovered that it is devastating for the state. In fact, the present Colorado governor has talked about trying to figure some way to go back and retract the laws that they have put on the books that's destroying the state of Colorado. We're going to talk about that today. Have a special guest we'll introduce in a moment, and we'll talk about the latest surveys, the latest studies. In fact, I am delighted, ladies and gentlemen, that we're seeing national news anchors on conservative news, news from several channels that the conservative spokespeople and doctors that they're interviewing are bringing it to the attention of our nation, the harrowing, devastating results of marijuana. And yet we have those that are saying it's good for you, isn't it, will not harm you. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you recall and I'm old enough to remember it. Well, they used to have cigarette ads on television all the time. They canceled those because they discovered, after saying that the Marlboros and Mr. Camel was okay, would not hurt you, would not harm you, discovered that it was killing millions with lung cancer because of tobacco. And now tobacco is still on the market, but it's on the market because the government can make a lot of money off the taxes on it, but it's still deadly. But ladies and gentlemen, for the past 10, 15, 20 years, we've heard study after study after study, supposed studies, paid for, bought and paid for by the pot industry, that says marijuana is not harmful, it's not bad, it's just something that is good and in some cases can have medicinal results. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about how the nation has been deceived, lied to by the pot industry, by the mega millions of dollars that they're making as a result of harming, hurting, destroying this entire and previous and future entire generations, lest we do something about it. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason this is so vital for us to understand, on the next general election, there will be an amendment, proposed amendment, on the ballot, a proposed constitutional amendment for the state of Florida. And if that constitutional amendment, as it is presently presented, if it is successful in being passed, the state of Florida will become the recreational pot headquarters for America. It will become, state of Florida will be invaded by those coming to visit, not because the palm trees or the beach fronts, but because of getting the marijuana, if it is made available in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand for truth. Truth is vital for us to realize and recognize and embrace. I realize we have a number in society today that reject truth. But I'm looking at a headline that says, Western society will be destroyed without the commitment to truth. And it goes on to say in the article, American institutions are suffering from a collapse in the public support. Among those institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the case today. Most have realized you can't put your faith and trust and confidence in government, and the Marxist media, and the educational establishment. In fact, when it comes to the subject today about marijuana, I've got a massive stack, if you please, of research that I've done on that subject. And I've been saying for the past 20-plus years that it is deadly, it is dangerous, it is a psychotropic drug that will destroy the minds and the hearts of those that use it. And yet, most of the studies, in fact, I just read this morning that there's been some 350 studies on marijuana, and they found nothing that's harmful, nothing that hurts. All of those studies have been bought and paid for by the pot industry. What can you expect them to say? For years, we heard that, Joe Camel and Marlboro Man were not harmful to your lungs, only to find out that it was devastating for millions. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on Let's Face the Issues, that we stand for truth, we learn it, live it, love it, tell it, defend it even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You perhaps say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. But listen, there's a benchmark, an identifier on the campus of Tools for Time, 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, a brief additional word or two by way of monologue. Then we'll open our telephone lines, invite you to call in. Join in the dialogue and discussion. Love to hear from you today. Are you for the potential of having the pot capital of America here in the state of Florida? Do you believe that pot, that is marijuana, will destroy a life and a family, a city or state, wherever it is domiciled? Do you believe that? What are your thoughts on it? Want to hear from you today. That now, telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just do a little brief statement. Would you have ever believed, that it would be possible that our government, the states across America, and the federal system, would you have ever thought that somehow, some way, they would pass laws, rules, regulations, guidelines that would cause heart attacks? Would we have ever believed that somehow, some way, our government would pass legislation that would cause lung disease by the product that would be pushed? Would you have ever believed that our government, state or local or national, would have ever suggested approving something that would impair the memory of young people and or any part of society? Would you have ever believed that there would be a product that would be put on the market, legalized on the market, that could cause a deficit and verbal learning? Would you have ever thought, ladies and gentlemen, that a product that would be put on the market, approved by the federal government, approved by the state government, would cause anxiety, depression, psychotic disorders, schizophrenia, and other serious mental disorders? Would you have ever believed that? Now, I'm old enough to say that I believe at a point in time in America, most would have never thought, most would have never embraced the thought that the government would have ever done something like that, any state or local or national. Would you have ever believed, ladies and gentlemen, that our legislative system, our legal system, our state government, our legislators, et cetera, would have ever done that? Well, listen, what is happening state after state after state, the marijuana industry, they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to get petitions signed in order to have something put on the ballot to change our constitution. State after state's attempting that. State of Florida attempted it once. It failed. It'll be back on the ballot again. So what do we do with a petition drive? In fact, the guest that we have today, we'll talk about that petition drive. Who's doing it? How much is it costing them? What is the end results of it? Ladies and gentlemen, exactly what is happening today that's causing divorce, foreclosures on homes, family breakup, hospitalization, teenagers and pre-teenagers being rushed to the hospital, some living, surviving, and some dying as a result of ingesting marijuana. We're delighted to have today a guest that we've had before, one that I think is a pretty good expert on the subject in relationship to marijuana and what is happening with it. We have Brother Lawrence Perkins with us today. Brother Lawrence has been with us before, and he has a website called Keep Florida Fresh, and we'll talk about that website and the information you can find. But he provides information and updated information, not only for the state of Florida, but what is happening nationally in relationship to the marijuana industry. Brother Lawrence, welcome to Let's Face the Issues today. Delighted to have you with us.
Dr. Youngblood, it's a pleasure to be here. And I wish we had more pleasant things to talk about, but this is one that is, if you were seeking to destroy a culture and destroy the Western civilization, it would be hard pressed to find a better strategy than one that has been enacted on our youth and the individuals that that are going to be living and taking a stand one way or another on what they believe and how they want to live. We've all seen the multiple different assaults on dumbing down what our children are taught, distracting them from cognitive thinking and their ability to reason. Many of the things that have been very disturbing in some of the things that are taught. But beyond that, we now face a realization that there's been another attack that actually seeks to destroy the minds and capabilities of individuals.
Brother Lawrence, I'm looking at a massive article. We'll touch on this, let you respond to it, and then we'll open our telephone lines and start taking our calls. But this is a massive article, and I want our listeners to understand it's a fictitious article, it's a false article, it's a lie. But I'm going to read the headlines. 350 studies published in the past 12 months showing that cannabis, medical potential, plus new insights on cultivation and specialization applications. And then it says, despite marijuana Schedule 1 status, which classifies it as having no accepted medical use, hundreds of studies in the past year have highlighted the potential benefit of marijuana. And it says, marijuana could help reduce opioid deaths. Marijuana is derived in packaging, and it preserves life. Cannabis no uses not independently. Cannabis use not independently linked to the head and neck cancer, unlike alcohol and cigarettes. Medical marijuana could help reduce opioid deaths. Higher education levels linked to increased higher educational levels. Higher education. I want you to hear that linked to the use of marijuana. Goes on to say that, and all of the headlines, CBD reduces seizures. Marijuana improves quality of life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is a total fictitious lie. What do our listeners need to have as a takeaway from that? If you have a marijuana industry, that's making hundreds of millions of dollars, and they spend millions of dollars for studies, should we think that they're going to say, we're bad people? How do you respond to such as this?
One of the things that we can do is look clearly at our history and see where individuals that came up with an idea to make money have promoted something, only to find out later that not only was it dangerous and ill-thought, we even see some of those things in our vaccines and where they've used mercury mm-hmm. to actually create a longer lifespan of a given vaccination. We've seen it in all kinds of things across our culture, things that were supposed to improve our lives, but were not. And they turned out to be absolutely disproved and out-and-out lies. Much of what you're talking about here completely ignores the things that are absolutely destructive that have been demonstrated and that we know exist, from what happens when a mother ingests, for whether it's for morning sickness or for any number of other reasons, ingest THC. We know that that goes directly into the bloodstream of both individuals, that the development of the neurological connections in the cannabinoid receptors are permanently destroyed and disabled. You have permanent effects on those individuals. There are studies both in Canada and Australia that touch over a million individual cases that show that everything from autism to just disruptive behaviors of those children growing up are greatly increased, and the potential for those individuals can be tremendously reduced. We know that in adolescence that the use of cannabis can reduce the IQ of an individual student dramatically. Not only that, but drive them into psychosis, paranoia, depression, and a host of other issues. And for individuals that have another mental disorder, what you call gender dysphoria or other issues related to a single individual having mental stability issues, that we've seen that cannabis and THC consumption can exacerbate those and create all kinds of accelerated behavioral issues. Even unto suicide, and what we've seen in some of the terrible events of the past years, and even recently, where you have individuals that have created such a paranoia or a an exacerbation of their anxieties and their depression that they will act on those and even have suicidal tendencies and go out and take other people with them as they intend to end their lives.
You're talking about in that realm what we call the mass shootings, 3, 4, 5 or more being shot. In my research and dealing with that, everyone, not a single one excepted, every one of those shootings, the individual that was doing the shooting was on some type of psychotropic drug. Either they prescribed one like Adderall, et cetera, or street drugs or marijuana at least that caused the derangement in their mind and their psychosis that brought about the shooting. Now, my question, Brother Lawrence, is this. Recently, there have been some massive studies beyond the marijuana industry. What have those massive studies shown just very recently? National news media talking about it. One of the physicians they interview all the time on Fox News was interviewed, and he was talking about, he went through the whole litany of the psychological, physiological and medical problems that a person has when they are on marijuana or they use marijuana. Talk about some of those issues.
Well, if we just look at some of the studies I published in September, one of the things that was on Fox News was the impact of on diabetes, that the use of THC can quadruple the instance or the propensity of somebody that has diabetes to have compounding issues. Mm-hmm. We know that it has the neurological damage and the things that drive people into different types of psychosis. And not every individual is the same. But for individuals that have predisposed conditions or have a culture or an environment that has created other contributing factors, that marijuana use and specifically THC, because it's in so many different forms, it's not just taken into the system by smoking anymore. The number of ways that can be ingested, whether you're talking about things that you can add to your water, mm-hmm. just to make it like an energy drink, or you buy off of a shelf as a cola or other things, or whether you're talking about THC gummies, those ingestion points are profoundly damaging because the amount of THC and the potency has so dramatically changed. If you were looking over the last 50 years, and many people and families have grown up around marijuana, what was available 35, 40, 50 years ago is nothing like the cannabis that's grown today.
Explain that. I listened to Dr. Siegel on television the other day talking about that, and some of the research that I've done talked about that. What is the difference between mom and pops, if you want to call it that, in the 60s, marijuana, and the marijuana today? I believe it was, and you correct me if I'm wrong, something like 72-78% higher levels of THC in it. What are the details on that?
Dr. Youngblood, it's much worse than you would imagine. Back in the late 70s and 80s, off the street, you might find cannabis and they would smoke it, and you would have a 3 or 4% level of THC potency. You have now, last year, Trulieve out of their facility just west of Tallahassee, 380,000 square foot facility. They were bragging that their potency of the plant itself now yields a 19% potency compared to what it was years ago, more than 5-6 times that level. But that's not the limit on that. By using an extraction method and a compounding effect, they can get that up to 70, 80, 90% or more potency. And those dabs, those things that are available, even in an energy drink mix or other things that you can order online, those have profound impact. And that's what happened in Killeen, Texas, this within the last week, where you had a group of high school students that ingested gummies, and a whole host of them were sent to the hospital. When someone has not been exposed to them, on the packaging it will tell you, don't have a full, don't take a full piece of the gummy. These kids were taking multiple gummies and wound up in the hospital and were hospitalized because of the effect on them. But worse than that, the general use and the general availability among students, especially in high schools and young adults, is just profoundly available, and it's not like you have the aroma and other things that would signal this is going on. If you use alcohol, you can see and smell that effect, but with the use of cannabis and the way that this can be ingested now, you don't have those same tells, if you will. And the students and the judgment of young people just isn't there. And people deceive themselves into thinking this is harmless because it looks harmless, and they've heard all of these legendary uses, but they don't apply. This week we posted at KeyFloridaFresh.com, the Surgeon General of the United States has just, in a statement, said there's no such thing as medical marijuana.
Speak about that, yes.
Well, what he does is he goes through and he says there are elements or components of cannabis and hemp that can be taken advantage of for specific uses. Just as you would have a prescription for your cholesterol or your prescription for other things, there are specific compounds that have been created that have beneficial effects. And so, notwithstanding, there are some uses that can be derived from those plants that can have a positive effect. But these aren't prescriptive right now. They have a general blanket, and they call it medical marijuana, where people self-apply these things, and they have no idea the ramifications or the intent of those. And so the damage that can be created is profound, especially the long-term damage to young people and their ability and their cognitive reason, their ability to just face society and be able to deal with the normal stresses and of growing up in a culture that has so many different distractions.
Yes. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you, I grew up in the 60s. I smoked marijuana. And really, it's a gateway to other drugs, number one. But I remember back in the day, they were talking about it was good for cataracts and things like that, like eyes, for your eyes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right. Pot industry, as I call it, continue today to talk about the benefit. In fact, I mentioned just a few moments ago about a massive article I have. They claim 350 studies have been done, and in the 350 studies, supposedly, it lists infinitum the things that's supposed to be beneficial by smoking pot, marijuana. And it's a fabrication, a total lie. It is a deception, a demonic deception. In fact, I look at the scripture and find in Revelation chapter 18 and verse 23, for by sorceries, that is pharmakeia, drugs, were all nations deceived. We're headed on that in that direction, because in the 18th chapter of the book of the Revelation, it's in the last days of the tribulation where all nations will ultimately be deceived by the drug-infested industry, and it's been promulgated and pushed today in America by state after state after state on the basis that if we just make it legal, we can take the street drugs off, but the whole bottom line is M-O-N-E-Y, where they're wanting the tax money to be extracted. But in the state of Oregon, state of Colorado, every $1 they bring in on taxes on marijuana, legalized marijuana since 2014 in Colorado, every $1 that's brought in, they spend $4.50 on social services to protect the family, take care of the family, pay for the family's meals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where the families are totally dependent upon government. Kenneth, it deserves our prayer. We need to understand what is happening and continue to pray and ask God to give wisdom that when this comes up on the ballot, the people in the